Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Dr. Joyce Morley, our psychotherapist and relationship expert, joins us. And, Doc, so many things going on in the world today.
So many things, Twanda, I tell you. There's so much going on. We go from one place to the other. Lives are being taken.
Yes.
We know about the terrorist threats and attacks that are taking place. But one thing that we do know, in the midst of the turmoil that families are undergoing and being torn apart, that there is a God that reigns over all of it.
Yes, yes, yes. Our subject today, how to use love and forgiveness to overcome family issues. And do you know a family that doesn't have issues?
There are so many, almost every family. And when you talk about families, include mine and yours,
yes.
They're all dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
You know, there's always something going on. But too often what happens in families, and it doesn't have to just be your biological. Some of us have surrogate families.
Mm-hmm.
If we were adopted, wherever we came from, we have a family somewhere. But often what happens is that we have things going on. We don't forgive each other. We don't forget. We hold anger. We're not speaking to anybody. And then, boy, when the funeral comes, we crying, and it's too late then.
Mm-hmm.
Or then when there's a holiday, you know, this is the weekend, Labor Day. This is Labor Day weekend, and we know that family's going to be getting together. We don't need to be bringing mess, stress. You need to come together, get rid of that mess, get rid of the stress, do what's best, and get together with your family. Forgive and let go of that stuff.
But, you know, for me, and I recognize this in my family way long time ago, is that people keep too many secrets. And when there's secrets, those secrets are going to come out eventually, and they're going to hurt people.
Twanda, you've already stolen my thunder. That was one of the things that I was going to mention. It's the secrets.
Yes.
And, you know, we talk about skeletons in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, skeletons in the closet will rattle because they don't have any meats on the bones. Okay? So initially, the secret is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do. And especially as African Americans, we have all these secrets. Not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know whose kid this really is. No, it really is not your aunt. That's really your mama. Not your grandma. That's really your mama.
Oh,
and so we got all this stuff, or the things that go on in our families. And one of the things, Twanda, over the years I learned, I did a poem called The Secret, and I used to go around the country, and they used to call me the secret woman because I would read this poem.
Mm-hmm.
But we bear secrets as if we're carrying babies.
Yes.
And women carry more secrets and the burdens from secrets than men, because usually in the family, men are not told the secrets of the family.
Sure enough.
So men operate in isolation from what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother always says, and my only living brother, he says, I didn't know that. No one ever told me, but all the sisters knew.
Right, right. Right.
And so when you have those secrets, it's going to cause mess. It's going to cause stress. And then what happens, Twanda, a lot of the family's issues comes about because of the fact somebody in that family who knows the secret is holding it over on the other one, and they're going to threaten to disclose it at the family reunion, at the family gathering, or if you don't do right. And so when you got that, that's operating out of hate and not love. It's operating out of vengeance and not forgiveness.
My goodness, my goodness. The other thing is, when you have a family member or members, because, I mean, we all have several, who just clown and messing up.
That's
and
right.
Nobody says it. Oh, don't say anything. You know, we don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
We don't want to hurt her feelings. We don't want to do this. And so that person, that thing that they do, whether it's being late, whether it's being nasty, whether it's being evil, whether it's being argumentative, whatever it is, it gets bigger and bigger because we're allowing them to keep doing it.
And that's one of the things that we have to admit. And one of the things is saying that there's a problem, that we really do have issues. And you don't want to rock the boat. Well, that boat is about to sink. Because until you face and confront the realities of what's going on in that family, that person is being rude, they're being obnoxious, they're always upsetting the family, let's just quiet it down. No, it needs to be addressed. It needs to be confronted. You have to admit that there's a problem. And the other thing, too often we'll say, that's just the way he is.
Right,
oh, that's
right.
Just the way Uncle Bob is. That's just the way Aunt Jenny is. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
That's the way they choose to be.
Right.
And until it's confronted, and the family comes together, do an intervention from using your iMessages.
Mm.
I'm not willing to take this any longer. We love you too much.
Right.
I saw this. I'm really hurt every time you come here. You're cursing. You're throwing everybody out. I get a little uneasy when you come. I'm not willing to be a part of this. I love you too much to see you continuously not only hurt yourself, but what you're doing to this family.
That's right. That's right. That is so, so true. And, I mean, we all see it. We all have relatives that are that way.
That's right.
But what if the relative is the matriarch or the patriarch of the family and they're older? And I had a family member say, I'm not going to even say anything. She's so-and-so, you know, she's 90 years old. And what's the point?
Well, there is a point. And, yes, they might not change their behaviors. You know, my philosophy is I don't believe people change anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they grow, but they grow through having awareness, insight, and understanding.
Right.
And sometimes if you can go to Big Mama, you can go to Papa
mm-hmm.
and be able to say, you know, can I talk with you by yourself? See, one of the things that the matriarchs and the patriarchs want to be is to be respected.
Right.
They don't want to be disrespected. And so it's not so much what you do, it's how you do what you do when you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get them by themselves and say, you know, Papa, can I talk with you for a minute? Mama, can I talk with you for a minute? I know you're older. I know you over everybody. You've been here a long time. I respect that. So you've got to approach them from a loving stance.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that they're being loved.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, you know, every time we get together, I see the way you treat Susie, you treat Johnny. And, Mama, he's hurting. He's really hurting. And sometimes when you go to them and you give them feedback that's timely, appropriate, and constructive, they're going to share a secret with you.
Mm.
You don't know what happened with Johnny.
Mm.
Long time ago,
right.
Johnny
that's
was
right.
one did this, and then you begin to see his common
you
knowledge.
Understand.
Now they're
going
to open up to you. Papa and Mama and Big Mama been waiting for a lifetime to share this secret.
Right.
And so once they can get that off their chest, then you can get to the bottom of the mess,
mm-hmm.
and then you can be able to move forward.
Because, you know, you notice how some older people are just so mean.
They're so mean.
And you're wondering, what happened? Why? And for one of our family members, they said her mother was that way.
Yes.
And I said, so that doesn't mean that she has to be mean.
But if her mother was that way, her mother probably treated her mean. And then she began to believe that's the way they operate.
Yes.
And so they care. But a lot of it is anger.
Yes.
A lot of it is anger,
yes.
hurt, and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have to realize is back in the day, there was no outlet. There was an inlet, but there was no outlet.
Right.
So you had these people carrying all of this mess. They were stressed. But we were taught, don't ever tell what's going on in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't know what a therapist was.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did, they weren't going to anybody. And so everybody was perpetrating the fraud because everybody wanted to be perfect. So one of the things that we have to get to in order to operate out of love and forgiveness is recognizing that there's no perfect individual, there's no perfect family. And guess what? The family next door across the street, they're not perfect either.
That's right.
But too often what happened, Twanda, is that those people begin to believe that everybody is perfect, and if they find out the way we are, they're not going to think we're perfect, and we're not going to be forgiven, and they're going to hold something over us.
Mm.
It's not true.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And for a lot of people, the trust and the faith they have is in the family image. It's not in God.
Yes.
It's in the, you know, that's the Anderson this or the Smith this or
right.
the Jones this.
Right.
And Jones don't take that.
That's
Smiths
right.
don't take that.
That's
you
right.
know, and you
that's
get
right.
this whole image. You got a whole family of that attitude. And you're like, where does that come from?
you right, know? Right. Because it's been fostered and passed
yeah.
down. This is the way that we, as Jones, this is the way we do. Oh, Joneses don't back down. Well, sometimes you need to back down, Joneses.
Right. Right.
Sometimes you don't need to keep up that mess, Joneses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you look that great, Joneses.
Yeah, you fight one of us, you fight all of us.
Why?
I'm like, wait a minute, y'all old people, what you talking about? What you talking about fighting?
Right. And so here we go now where we're letting the younger ones see you
yes.
got the guns,
yes.
you got the weapons. No one's backing down. What about humility?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
about honesty?
Yeah.
What about teaching them love and forgiveness?
That's right.
Even with the children. The minute you say something to the children, they're going to fly off the handle and begin to scream and yell and curse because
mm-hmm.
mama does it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're going by what they're taught. They have role models of doing it, and then they have no models, no boundaries that say, no, there are going to be consequences for your behavior. Children who are in the midst of grown folks' conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at my little small 5, 6, and 7-year-old grandchildren, and if you allow them to, they're interject and have something to say
be
in the conversation.
That's right. You'd be like, wait a minute, was I talking to you?
Right.
I know good and well you are not talking in my conversation.
I have to remind them sometimes, okay, who's the adult here?
Right, right.
Who's the child?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they know what to say, and it's then you need to go somewhere else.
Go on over there and sit down.
That's right.
And mind your business.
So if we teach them from the beginning how to love and not hate, how to forgive and not hold on to stuff. And, you know, I say all the time, our hearts are too small to carry people in there.
Yeah.
The more you carry people in your heart, you're blocking the love and you're blocking whatever God has for you. Because that hate will just eat you up. And Marvin Gaye used to say that anger will just begin to infest your entire being, your very soul. And that anger breeds hate. Hate brings envy. All these things come together. And so you have the family that's in turmoil, the family who wants to fight, and they're getting together and talking about each other. And one of the things I say, we have to be careful too, Twanda, that finger you're pointing over there, that person, there's a thumb pointing back at you.
That's right.
And when you're living in a glass house, you can't be throwing stones, bricks, or anything else.
And it'll all come out. Act crazy if you want to and be talking about somebody. They'll be like, well, they'll turn that thing right back around on you.
They surely will. And so that's how they get into these feuds and they keep the mess going.
Forever. Oh,
I'm going to tell on you. Yeah. Are you going to tell on me? Oh, I know this on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it's kids' game.
Yeah, yeah. It's childish.
It's very childish. I'm going to get back at you. Oh, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to show you this. Well, I know this. And it's like, come on.
Really? Let that stuff go.
Really grown people?
Yeah, exactly.
Really older people?
But, you know, you hit on a point, Doc, about raising your kids in hatred and anger. And then, and look at what we've produced.
That's right.
Look at the children today.
That's right.
Shooting people down, trying to bomb people, going to join ISIS. What is wrong with this picture?
If something is wrong, because when you teach the hate and you teach a lack of satisfaction, and you're going to always be seeking something on the outside to fix what's on the inside.
That's right.
I always go back to Jim Jones, and I've been talking to parents as we're looking at how this country, our schools, our churches are being overtaken from a force from the outside. It was because when Jim Jones was there that you had a people that didn't look to a higher power, didn't know how to look on the inside, trust their families, and stick with their families, that they were looking on the outside to fix what was wrong on the inside, and they had someone who perpetrated a fraud, gave them some Kool-Aid, and they drank the Kool-Aid with cyanide. Anyone that would give you something to drink or use a weapon that's going to help you to hurt someone else, to kill someone else, something is wrong with that picture.
Yes.
We have mothers and fathers who are knowing in their household that their sons have guns. We have parents who know that their children are involved with drugs and selling drugs. But I give kudos and commend the moms and the dads, and it happens all the time, that when they see their son or their daughter on TV, on the news,
call it in.
And my thing is, if you want this family to operate in love and respect and forgiveness, start calling them out.
Yeah.
Call them out and turn them out. Turn them up and let people know, hey, no, we're not taking this. You want to be at the family reunion today, tomorrow, while we're cooking out? You're not coming here with that. And guess what? You want to know how the Joneses operate? The Joneses operate from a spiritual perspective. We operate with love. We operate forgiveness. And we're no longer going to take your mess.
Yeah. 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 And we have to speak up. You can't be scared. How are you scared in your own family?
Thank you.
To say to a child or an adult, hey, you know what? That's unacceptable.
That's right.
How are you afraid to do that?
That's right. You're right. That you have a grown, you're a grown person. You have kids you're buying clothes for.
Mm.
And basically, a lot of them are running the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder why the turmoil. And, you know, I look at those young ladies that the twins who killed the mother.
Yes.
You remember that?
Long while back, yeah.
Long while back. As a matter of fact, there's a new show coming out on TV. I'll keep you informed. I will be doing that story in November.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. They knew that those girls were in turmoil.
Yeah.
But they were so cute, quote unquote. And no matter what they did, even after they came out of the group home, they gave them a party. Why are you giving somebody a party for bad behavior?
I'm telling you.
You see what I'm saying?
What is
so
that
then
about?
You have a family divided. The great-grandmother, the grandmother, all these people, and you have a dead mother.
Mm.
They called it out, called them out, and been able to say, we're no longer going to put up with this. No, we're not. Hey, if the courts can't handle it, I'm not willing to take this back.
Right.
But we go on because we want it to seem to everybody else as if we're perfect.
Perfect family.
mm-hmm. and we're not. Mm-hmm. And we have to give people, Twyla, permission to fail,
yeah.
to falter and fall.
To have flaws, because we all do. I don't know any perfect people here. Do you?
I don't.
No.
And the thing about it is, the problem is not getting back up. Let them get back up, but sometimes they're going to need help in getting back up.
Yes.
Oh, she's been going through it. I'm not going to help her. There are some families that they see people in financial disarray. Now, if they've been throwing away money all the time and doing foolish stuff, I can understand. But if you can help that child, sometimes don't put the money in their hand. But can you help pull them out of it?
Right.
Because if one, you know, Marcus Garvey says you hurt the nose, the eye cried.
Mm-hmm.
That's how close you are as a family, as close as your nose and the eyes. So if I'm hurting and you're my family, then you're going to hurt. But if you can help, forgive what happened before.
Right.
Lend a helping hand. Begin to look at, guess what? But there go you.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in the same picture.
That's right. That's right. That's true. It's so true. It's so true. I think that because we have huge family get-togethers, because my grandmother had 9 kids, and they all had kids, and now
yes.
they had kids, and they had. So we have
yes.
like 4 or 5 generations now. And we pray together. We party together. We eat together. We pray together.
That's
I mean,
right.
not to say that there's
yes.
no dysfunction, because there are the ones that gossip. There
mm-hmm,
are the ones
mm-hmm.
that like it when somebody is doing bad, you know, who revel in that. And that's unfortunate, but we continue to pray for them.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
We
you have to.
To pray for them.
Because we do have family members, you know, even in my own family, sometimes, you know, they're jealous of what somebody
mm-hmm.
else has achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know someone else's walk. You don't know what else they've
you
gone
really
through.
Don't.
Sometimes you have to ask, you know, instead of talking about them, talk with them
mm-hmm.
instead of talking at them. Talk with them and find out how are you doing. And be mean that question.
Yeah.
You know, be genuine about it. You know, how are you doing today? I heard this is going on. Can I do anything? Or I can't do anything to help you, but I'm going to pray for you. And mean that prayer. Don't pray a selfish prayer, a prayer of vengeance. Lord, I want to be struck down by lightning.
Yeah.
Let 30 bears come from the woods and just eat up. No. Because those same bears can come. You know, the saying is, the adage is, you dig one hole, you might well be digging two.
Falling in, right, yourself. But you know what? What's funny about that, what you just said is, I could imagine that person that's jealous of me saying that to me.
Yes.
And in my mind, I'd be thinking, they don't really mean that.
That's right.
She just came to hear what I have to say so she can go back and tell it.
That's
so
right.
So it kind of never ends. You have to have a different attitude on your end, because I'd be like, you know what? I'm doing good. God is great.
That's right.
He brought me through this. He brought me through that. But I wouldn't give her all the details, because I don't trust her like
don't
that.
Don't trust her like that. And see,
you know,
trust
I just
is
don't.
Trust. Right. You have, there's a history. Trust is
yeah.
something that's earned. And one of the things, when you talk about forgiveness, you have to begin to ask yourself, what do I need for that person to forgive me? And
mm-hmm.
what am I willing to do in order for that person to forgive me?
Yeah.
So you know you've done wrong. Act and begin to act on what you know, but then ask yourself, what did I do to contribute? Because
mm-hmm.
oftentimes, Twanda, especially in families, she was the problem, or he was the problem, and you got your hands up in the air or behind your back. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. Come on, put your hands down.
Right.
Okay, put them down.
Look, drop that rock back there.
Drop that rock and begin to say, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Could I have done something to contribute to this? And don't be afraid to go to that person and ask them. Because my thing is, you're supposed to go, what, 7 times, 70 times,
that's
all these
right.
other
that's
times. Now, sometimes you give
forgive.
Out of times,
mm-hmm.
but,
mm-hmm.
but to say, you know, I didn't realize I hurt your feelings. I didn't realize this was going on.
Yeah.
What would it take for you to forgive me? And then begin, and write it down sometime. Ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do and what can I do
mm-hmm.
to get this person back to forgive me? Because at that funeral, it's too late.
It is. It is.
In the nursing home, sometimes
it's
a little too late.
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
they go to hospice, it's too
it's
late.
It's too late. When my mother-in-law was in the nursing home, she knew what we were saying, but she couldn't talk. And when I would talk to her and pray over her, she would just cry.
Wow.
But it was late.
It was late.
The time was over.
That's
and,
right.
And so when she died, I prayed that she died at peace. You
wow.
know, I knew she loved the Lord, but that, you know, that she died at peace because
right.
her kids were just all messed up with different
wow.
things.
Wow.
And so, you know, when you talk about that, it's too late. It's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's getting later and later in the day, Twanda.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that the world and our counties and our cities and our towns are going to get it together, the families have to get it together.
That's right.
So, you know, anytime I'm out speaking and I hear families and parents talk about, we want to take back the cab, I say, you need to go back and take back
your family.
House,
That's
your
right.
family.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in the family. That's the nucleus. And what we have to recognize is Satan and his demons know, if I can bring a division within the family,
that's right.
If I can tear the family apart, mm-hmm. there's no unity, there's mm-hmm. disruption, that you're going to be after each other. And what are you going to do? You're going to kill each other first, then you're going to kill everybody else.
That's right. That's right.
And that's all we have is that family unit. And to love each other unconditionally, not mm-hmm. have things, if you do this, I'll do that. And to forgive, because you'll feel such a relief when you get your heart to forgive someone. Let it go, trust God, and say, you know what? Hey, it's on them now.
And be bold.
Be bold.
When people come to you with stuff, like one of my cousins came to me with something when I was in Tampa recently. And I stood there and listened to her. And I said, let me tell you something. You're making a fool out of yourself because you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong. And I ran it down to her. She looked at me. She wasn't expecting that.
Right.
She looked at me and I said, how dare you?
See?
How dare you? And then she came and I said, you need to apologize to all the elders at that table that
wow.
you offended.
Wow.
So when she came to the next place, she told my grandmama and my mama to come so she could apologize to them. And then they told her off.
Wow.
And so I asked her mother, how was the change? She said, she's changed drastically. I said,
wow.
thank you very much.
Wow.
I said, but we had to be bold enough to say what we needed to say.
You made her aware.
Mm-hmm.
You gave her insight, and she gained understanding from all that, so she couldn't do anything but grow and the change in her behaviors. But, you know, I'm the youngest of 14 children.
Wow.
And all of my older siblings, there are only 5 of us left now, but they would always come to me and talk about the other. And I would say to them, have you talked to them about it?
Right.
Have you said anything about them? So I never would join in.
Mm-hmm.
So there were older ones who trusted me with information because they knew I wasn't a part of the mess and I wasn't
going
to cause the
mm-hmm.
stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell it. Oh, Joy, yeah, she's going to tell you. She's going to say what needs to be said. It has to be
yes.
because I love you. And imagine if you didn't do that for her. She would still be angry. She'd still be bitter. She'd be disrespectful. And the family wouldn't show her the love that they could because everybody would be hands off.
Mm-hmm.
We're not touching
her. We're not talking to her. Right. No,
right. We're not talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have families that can come together. The other thing, too, Twanda, is accepting differences.
Yes.
Even though you may be from the Jones family, from the Morley family, from the Black family, hey, guess what? Everybody in that family is different.
That's right.
We were all created differently.
Mm-hmm.
We think differently, and it's respecting those differently.
That's right.
Differences.
That's right.
You know, when I had my children, I always treated them differently because they were 3 different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I wonder, was I in the hospital room when this one was
all
born?
All of them was born,
you know?
I'm telling you.
You know, but the bottom line is that level of respect
yeah.
that I've shown them and accepted them. Their children are different. And so I've never said, you should be like so-and-so. And we've got to stop that in family. Oh, you should be like so-and-so. And you can't have favorites, mom and
That's
dad.
That's right. That's right.
Even though one may be a little better than the other, but you cannot show favorite because somewhere along the way, those children internalize that. They begin to get that anger. They begin
Absolutely.
To get that hatred. And then it manifests another thing. That's when they can go to ISIS. They can go to the gangs. They're going to find a family. If you're not showing them love and forgiveness at home and in that family, they're going to find it somewhere else. Or they get with that. She gets with that man who's abusing
yeah.
her, or he gets with that woman who will do anything for him but show him the right direction, and then you got real problems.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We've got to love and forgive in our family to overcome those issues, and you can do it. You
can
absolutely do it.
Do it. And we're trusting you to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to say this one last thing, Twanda. Get a pencil and paper out. I challenge you to get a pencil and paper out. Write down the people in your family that there's angst, you have
mm-hmm.
angst toward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And write down those people. Write down why you have that. And then the next thing is write down what can you do and what are you willing to do in order to go to those people and to mend this situation because life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have problems, get a therapist. Talk with someone that you can trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also write down your fears of going to those people and saying, I want to mend this, I want forgiveness, I want to forgive you. But first of all, admit that there's a problem by writing down one of those things. There's three, those three people, whoever they are.
Mm-hmm.
You got 10, write down 10. Why you have this feeling, this angst toward them, why you feel the way you do, what are your fears, and what can you do, and what are you willing to do? Don't wait for them. It's all on you because it may never come from that other person.
That's right. It's very true, very true. Doc, tell people where they can reach you.
Fonda, they can go to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com. And they can email me through there. But they also can reach me at 770-808-6570. 770-808-6570. And Twana, they can get an extension of the conversation on my blog, because we expand what we're talking about here mm-hmm. on the show on my blog, and we get even more deeper, and they can see all of the suggestions I'm giving them.
Fantastic. And you do take new patients, right?
I do take new patients, yes.
All right. Great to know. Dr. Joyce Morley, our psychotherapist and relationship expert, thank you so much for joining us.